The fifth way to make people feel important and to raise their self-esteem is to practice giving approval and praise wherever and whenever it's deserved. Praise people for both small and large accomplishments. My friend Ken Blanchard, in his book, The 1 Minute Manager, recommended the importance of what he called 1 Minute Praisings. He advised that one of the best things that a manager or a parent could do was to catch people doing something right. The more you praise and approve particular behaviors, the more you reinforce them, and the more likely it is that those behaviors will be repeated. In fact, the work in behavioral psychology suggests that the very best way to get a person to stop engaging in negative behavior is simply to ignore it. But if you ignore negative behaviors and at the same time practice praising people for positive behaviors at every occasion, eventually they'll do more and more positive things that get praised and have less and less time in the day for unproductive behaviors. Here's another important point. Any praise coming from someone who we respect and look up to has an inordinate impact on our self-esteem and on our self-image. This form of recognition is a great people builder in organizations, and it's a wonderful way to make and deepen friendships in your personal life. Napoleon was famous for the way in which he motivated his armies to conquer all of Europe. When he was asked his secret, he said, "I have learned a remarkable thing. Men will die for ribbons." Praise is so powerful that it seems to actually energize men and women who are subjected to it. Even tired children seem to brighten up considerably when they're praised by their parents and teachers. It's so effective that it's important that you learn how to praise properly. And here are 4 rules that you can follow. First, praise immediately. The more rapidly you praise and recognize positive behavior, the more likely it is that that behavior will be repeated. And praise can be both tangible and intangible. It can consist of the words you say, or it can be expressed in the rewards that you give. But whichever, the closer the connection between the praise and the performance, the more impact it will have on the personality and the future behavior of the individual receiving the praise. Praise delayed loses its reinforcing power. Second, praise specifically. Rather than saying something like, "You're doing a really great job," say rather, "You've done a beautiful job on this report for the meeting tomorrow." When you praise a specific behavior, you can expect to have that behavior repeated very soon. Rather than say to your child, "You're a great kid," it's better to say, "You did a fine job cleaning up your room." Third, praise in public whenever possible. Praise given in front of other people is multiplied in its impact. Recognition and prizes given in front of the entire company have an inordinate influence on future behaviors. The more ceremony that you can attach to the awarding of praise, the more motivated everyone will be to engage in the same performance in the future. And fourth, praise continuously to develop a habit. But once the habit is developed, praise only intermittently to maintain it. Let me explain. You praise continuously by mentioning the behavior and complimenting the individual every single time it occurs. If you praise a person over and over, the person will engage in the behavior repeatedly until it becomes a habit. Then, you only need to praise the behavior every third or fourth time for the habit to continue. So the keys to praise are, first, praise immediately. Second, praise specifically. Third, praise in public. And fourth, praise continually to build the habit, and then every third or fourth time to keep the habit in place.